Okay, so we continue in Shaar HaBusha in Orcha Sadikim. We're on page 146. The Shir, as always, should be a schos for Ilan Nishmat Sadir Chavar Chaim Elazav Ben Shem Shinaryeh, as well as a schos for Ilan Nishama for Yaakov Yosef and Rechaim Menachem Ben Zion, and it should be a schos for Shlema of Chaim Doi Ben Menarachel, Chanuli Abashay Derachel, and Abadati Ben Peril, and a schos for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So we continue now. We talked yesterday about the importance and the chashivas of the midah of Busha. We said that it goes hand in hand with seichel. The more intellectually sound, the more seichel a person has, the more he's going to feel busha. And at the same time, busha is a simin, is a sign how much intellect a person has. Animals don't feel any busha; they have no problem walking around with their genitals exposed. Whereas human beings do feel a busha, or should feel a busha when they're exposed, for that very same reason, because we do have seichel. And then we talked about that busha is a tool that could be used to prevent a person from doing averas if we properly recognize that we are in front of Hashem and He's with us, even in our private rooms. And we should feel, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told his Talmidim, we should feel the fear of Hashem at the very least at the same level that we fear a person. So he continues now, he says, Aval hamaylo hel yoina mimidas habusha, the highest form of busha is, she is bayish lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That a person's embarrassed in front of Hashem, in Shenemar, like the pasuk says, Elikai boishti v'nechlamti, that my God, I am ashamed and embarrassed. Laharim Elikai panei elecha, to lift up my face to you. Ve'im tachshoy, then if a person thinks, Eiches bayish b'mish HaKadosh Baruch Hu nele me'ine kolchai, how could I be ashamed in front of some being that I don't even understand, I don't even see? So, Achu nimtzebol vavis v'nigla b'machshavis. You have to know in truth that even though Hashem is hidden from the eyes, you want to find God. This is a real Hasidish type of art. But you want to find God? Look in your heart. You want to find God? Look in your thoughts. And you will be able to achieve if you're his Hispaidate. If you dwell, if you think, if you focus on the idea of the greatness of Hashem and how Hashem runs the world and Hashem sees everything and there's going to be a Din V'Cheshbon. So if you have that Hakara, so then it's going to automatically create a sense of Busha, because you're going to make it part of your nature that you think I'm being observed right now. And therefore, because I'm being observed, that's what stops us from doing a lot of Averis B'Farhesya in public. And L'Chaira, even in private, if we recognize Hashem is there, that will also prevent us from doing certain Averis. So B'Zachrei Tamid is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person is constantly remembering Hashem, Sh'roya Maisav, who's watching what you do, Uvoichin Kil Yosef, and he could see what you're thinking, V'tzayfe Machshav Yosef, and look inside a person's thoughts. So that needs to be central to a person to be successful. To follow in the Ratzon Hashem is to have a hakara that God is with you. Now, there's a positive, positive and negative. I don't mean a negative to recognizing Hashem. What I mean is it can help you act positively, and it can also stay away from negative behavior, because it could prevent you from doing a negative behavior by stopping you from sinning. I'm being observed right now. I'm being recorded. I don't want to be recorded for posterity that I did this aver. But at the same time, it's also a mechayiv of a person, because I feel Hashem is with me, and therefore I wanna give tzedakah, I wanna learn, because I feel Hashem with me. I bring Hashem wherever I go. Echem and a chachamim amar, one of the chachamim said in this heart to call yamecha shleichatasa, that if you were careful never to sin, al tachzik toiv la'atzmecha, don't attribute anything good to yourself. Kitchilas azivas averes. Because the beginning, the starting point of staying away from an avera is machmir shemespayish mibnei adam, is because you're ashamed to do it in front of people. So if you say, I never did this avera, I never spoke, let's say a person says, I never spoke in the middle of a kaddish. Yeah, well, guess what? When you're saying, when kaddish is being said, you're in a shul, other people are seeing you. Maybe the reason why you didn't do it is because you were embarrassed. And so it's nothing great that you did. It's a sense of embarrassment that you had. But he says at the end of the day, even if that's the reason, but that's still a good thing, right? It's still motivating you to do something proper. So he says, so get the busha, meaning even if that, don't hold yourself up that I'm the greatest tzaddik that ever lived, but at the same time, I am doing the right thing. So therefore, you should be careful in this. And he should, and he says, and you should be careful when you are not doing averus. No, so I'm sorry. He's saying a different idea here. He's saying actually, when you stay away, that you should be careful. So he says just the opposite of what I was saying. He says, no, don't do it. You should have in mind when you're staying away from an avera, not that I'm not doing it because people are seeing me because I'm embarrassed. Because the Yetzirah draws you in this direction. And he says, if you do it, people will embarrass you. And therefore, he has to recognize his, he has to know his creator and recognize the power, recognize Hashem's power. Who commanded him? Who is he serving? Who is he fearing? He is fearing Hashem. Like David told Shlomo, your son, know the God of your father and serve him. Meaning, what he's saying is that the ultimate reason why a person should not be doing an avera is not because people are going to see you. And you could see the slippery slope because when people are not around, now all of a sudden it becomes open season. You could do what you want. So he says just the opposite. If you could ingrain in yourself, I'm not doing it because Hashem is watching me, so then Hashem never goes away. I am always being watched, and that'll be much more powerful. But he says it really could be that the Yetzirah is the one telling you don't do it now because there are people around. Because that same Yetzirah is going to come and tell you, well, everybody went away and there's no one watching now. Now you could do what you want. It says, when you think about it, when you, again, being bespoiled, you focus on this idea and you ingrained it in yourself, this idea that there's the greatness of Hashem and I fear him and I'm careful and I want to do what he says and I recognize that he's always around. So then that will create the busha that you need to be embarrassed in front of Hashem, because that should be the ultimate motivation. Why am I doing or not doing something? Only because of Hashem, nothing to do with a human being.